We are joined now by Senator Sherrod Brown here on the WEOL Morning Show. And Senator, first off, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Of course. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I wanted to start off. We'll get to the important questions. I've heard you before with Bruce and Craig here on the show. I know you're a big Indians fan. Rumor is Indians are shopping Corey Kluber. Do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's just stupid. I don't get this. I love how they say they want to they want to trade Kluber Bauer because they want to have flexibility. No, they want to save money. It's not flexibility. It's saving money. And they got Kluber is the least expensive great pitcher in baseball. I mean, he's Cy Young finalist, or he's down to the top three in the Cy Young, I think, every year for 5 years, or four out of the last five. And they're paying him, I mean, they're paying him a lot of money, but it's like $13 million a year. And there are plenty of pitchers they're paying, you know, $20 million a year in other teams that they're not nearly as good as Kluber. So just the thought of trading Kluber makes no sense in my mind. And I don't know if they're just giving up and think, I mean, they're going to win the division. They want to. They have the best pitching staff, starters in baseball, and they ought to stick with it. Yeah. My opinion.
I think I'm right there with you. I thought maybe if they got a bat, they'd be all right. But when they got rid of Yan Gomes, that worried me a little that they're trying to save some
salary. Gomes is all about the money, too. Gomes is a pretty good hitter, and I don't know. I mean, they traded their young stud catcher last year, and that was probably a good trade to fix their bullpen. But trading Gomes, I thought, didn't make sense, and trading one of the best pitchers in baseball, you know, I don't get it.
Right there with you at this point. Let's talk a little bit about some of the more serious things, especially going on here in the state. Lordstown, the General Motors plant, I know you and Senator Portman have been very active in this after General Motors announced they were going to halt the manufacturing of the Chevy Cruze over there in March. Recently, you guys sent a letter over to General Motors demanding answers about future endeavors at the plant. Is that accurate?
Yeah, Senator Portman and I met with Mary Beryl 2 weeks ago. She's the CEO of General Motors. It was a friendly enough meeting, but not good answers. And Senator Portman and I met, and we did a letter, and then last night we talked about it. We were together last night. This company, they laid off 1,500 workers the same day they announced production in Mexico. I got on the phone, talked to the President of the United States. He didn't know about it at the time, and he's done nothing about it since until this third layoff. Now, he has challenged General Motors, as he should have 6 months ago, to fess up. Why are you building these plants overseas as you lay people off in Youngstown, Ohio? He at the same time, the president's new tax bill to a new tax law gives a 50% off coupon to companies that shut down in Elyria or Lorain or Sheffield or Youngstown and move overseas. They get a 50% off coupon in their taxes. So I asked the president to fix that and to push back on Mary Barra, and we're still waiting, but we're going to keep fighting.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of workers out of business. What about the rumors Elon Musk might be interested in the plant as possibly producing Teslas? Is there any truth to that?
We hear a lot of rumors about different ideas, and I'm glad of that. But my focus and Senator Portman's focus is keeping GM there. That plant is productive. It's rated by General Motors' own matrix, its own evaluations, as the most productive assembly plant in North America. And why they would shut down and move to Mexico is all about corporate greed. The company just took billions of dollars in profits and did stock buybacks, which means stock price goes up, which means executives' compensation goes up. They use those dollars, and instead of using those dollars to retool Lordstown, and then they steered more dollars to Mexico. So this is a company that taxpayers rescued 10 years ago. GM and Chrysler were out of business. GM was in bankruptcy, literally. We set up a new GM. Taxpayers invested. Then they've gotten huge tax cuts in the last decade, especially the president's recent new tax law. It's a giveaway, I think, far too much to corporate America. And then this company turns around and moves jobs overseas. They should be ashamed, and it's about corporate greed, and we're going to keep working with them to keep them here.
Speaking with Senator Sherrod Brown here today on the WEOL Morning Show, and speaking of jobs, Senator, I know you and Senator Portman also worked together to bring a few more jobs to the Dayton area over at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Yeah, good news with Wright-Patt on the F-35, and Senator Portman and I, we always do these things bipartisanly, whether it's GM or whether it's the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And the Secretary of the Air Force we worked with, and I saw her again the other day at the Bush funeral and thanked her for, if it'll be 400 jobs in the Miami Valley, sort of the other end of the state from people listening to this in the Dayton area, but it's good for our state. And it's 400 jobs soon, and that will grow beyond that, we think.
And then lastly, Senator, I wanted to ask you about the new bill you introduced. There's certain things I sort of thought were commonplace, then you see them and you think, how come that wasn't kind of put in effect already? But the Banned Conflicted Trading Act that would stop Congress members from buying and selling individual stocks and other investments while in office, because this has been a bit of a problem lately.
Yeah, it's always been a problem. I mean, you've got the corruption in the White House where the president's family is getting richer and richer and richer and making all kinds of deals. And when foreign leaders come, they stay in Trump hotels and they raise the price and all the things that happen. But it's also a problem in Congress, and it has been, and I don't let my colleagues off the hook. I worked on this years ago. We lost a vote on the Senate. We're trying again, where senators shouldn't hold individual company stocks because everything's a conflict of interest. You vote on regulations. You vote on tax rates and taxes overall. And members of Congress shouldn't be able to cast a vote that puts money in their pockets. And I mean, I don't think it's always corruption. I don't think people think about it. They may own a bank stock. They may own some other company stock. But they shouldn't be allowed to do it. And I'm not asking my coming. I'm one of the least wealthy members of the Senate. I'm in the, at least I was in the bottom 10. I haven't seen a ranking lately. And I've been in public service all my life. I'm paid well in this job, but I don't ever get rich from this. And I don't need to get rich from this. And I'm not asking my Senate colleagues to take a vow of poverty. I'm just saying move your money out of stocks, individual corporate stocks. Move them to a mutual fund. Move them to other kinds of bonds. But just don't put your money in individual corporate stocks. And my colleagues basically say it's none of the taxpayers' business how they make their money, which I think is absurd.
I think a lot of people might agree with you on that one. Senator, I know you're a busy man this time of year. Thanks for talking Indians and talking to us a little bit about everything here.
We'll do it. Thanks. Then we'll do it again. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Yep. Good luck filling in. See
Thank
ya.
You Bye-bye. So much. Senator Sherrod Brown there on the WEOL Morning Show giving us his thoughts on the Indians and some of the bills that he's pushed forward through Congress and what he's doing to try and continue to get jobs back at that General Motors plant in Lordstown.